Today being the 10th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet, from the holy city of Mecca to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 11th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Amadibiru University Zaria chapter in the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 13th ayah of Surah Fatir. Sayyidi Aliyu Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من كتمير.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره وقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى والذين تدعون من دونه ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من كتمير. الله تبارك وتعالى يسلم يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك ولن تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من كتمير. يولج الليل. Allah is the one that puts the night in the day into the day so that the night becomes longer. ويولج النهار في الليل. And he takes the day and makes him to enter the night so that the day becomes longer. وسخر الشمس والقمر. And he has subjected the sun and the moon, he has subjected them to continuously be working for mankind. Kullun, each of them, all of them, yajri, is running the ajal musamma for a continued and extended period of time. Zalikumullahu rabbukum. Your Lord Allah, that is He that has done all this. Lahul mulk. The kingdom is His. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Whatever you are calling, this one that you are calling other than Him, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ كِتْمِيرِ. They don't own anything, even if it's just that light cover that is covering the seed of the date that you take. When you open the seed, there's that covering light, like plastic. It's so light. As you remove, if you remove it, air will just. He said, "The anything you are calling other than Allah does not have that in this creation." Here, when Allah said, "Yuriju layla fil nahari wa yuriju nahar fil layli," we have to thank Allah for this. The way the world is, and the way it orbits, is that it does not orbit in a straight, in a perfect cycle, but elliptical cycle. That way, sometimes the night is long, then you have cold. Sometimes the day is long, then you have the summer or the heat. Without this, the cold area will all solidify. Without this, the hot area will all get burnt. So it is increasing the heat, a bit increasing the day, a bit increasing the heat. When it goes to the zenith, then it will start reducing it. Then the cold will start coming, and the night will start getting longer. That's yuliji layla fi nahari wa yuliji nahara fi layl. So he does this through the movement of the earth around the sun in a year. It will not move in a perfect circumference, but in an elliptical circumference. So sometimes it's a bit closer to the sun, so the day is longer. Then it's a bit farther away from the sun, the night is longer, day is colder. All this, you have the time of heat period that you require for the sun to evaporate the water to the sky to bring rain for you. You have the time of the night for cold to come and things that are on the land to settle down. And the movement of this earth around the sun is 1 year. And it is going at the speed of about 107,000 kilometers per hour. As we are saying now, this earth of us is going around the sun at a speed of 170,000 kilometers per hour. This earth as we are on now. Yuliji layla fi nahari wa yuliji nahara fi layli. And the day itself, for you to see the day and the night, the earth has to revolve around its axis once a day. 40,000 kilometers around the earth, the circumference of the earth, 24 hours. You get it close to 1700 kilometers per hour that the earth is revolving around the axis for you to be able to have night and day. So as we are saying now, our earth is revolving and yet it's moving. Are you feeling the speed? وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا أَنْ تَبِيدَ بِكُمْ. Allah said, just like in your cars, in your tires, when they are running, you don't want them to wobble. You put small, small weights in them to balance itself. It's moving, you're not seeing any wobbling. Immediately, it's not balanced, it starts wobbling. You say, let me go and balance my tires. That's how Allah has put heavy mountains, so that the earth, with all the speed, you don't even feel it, as we are saying. The earth, through its revolution around the axis, we have day and night. The earth, through its orbiting around the sun, we have the day getting longer and the night getting longer, eating into one another through the elliptical nature of the distance. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. Allah said He has subjected the sun and the moon. He didn't say He subjected so that we can do it the way we want. It's in the firmament. وَلَوِ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقَّ أَهْوَاهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. If Allah has allowed us to be able to also control the sun and the moon the way we control the earth will have gone since. Because it is day that they are selling this earth that makes the earth to be livable. Human being understood, if I will follow his wishes, the earth will be destroyed. They are doing saying in kana hadha huwa al-hukm indika, that if this message of the Prophet is true, then fasqit alayna kiswa min as-samaa'. Allah bring this earth to follow the heaven to follow us. Man has so many wishes sometimes that some of them are foolish and stupid. But Allah has subjected the sun, that is thermonuclear fission of the helium and the hydrogen, all of them inside, burning continuously and serving us. The moon is a planet like the earth. It's also serving us. Because it takes light from the sun and then we can use it to be able to measure our months, our days, and it has effects on the night and on the spiritual welfare of man. But the sun itself, Allah said, was a kara shamsa wal kamar kullun yajri. He said, the sun itself and the moon yajri is running the ajal musanna to an appointed time. is running to an appointed time, then it will stop. This running, what is it? Because in the Milky Way galaxy, the solar system itself with the sun and the moon and the earth, all is going at a speed of about 720,000 kilometers per hour. 720,000 kilometers per hour, about 200 kilometers per second. The whole solar system is moving in the Milky Way galaxy. That's what Allah said, Yajiri, it's running. The Ajali Musamma to a specific time. So can you imagine now that the Earth is going around the sun at 107,000 kilometers. It's revolving. And it's in with it, all of it is also moving inside a particular medium. That's what Allah said. Zalikum Allahu Rabbukum. All this that is going on, this movement that leads to the change of night and day, that leads to the elongation of the night and the elongation of the day, all this from Allah. Rabbukum, the one that is controlling them and controlling all of us. Zalikum Allahu Rabbukum. This Allah that we are talking about is also the one that has the kingdom, is His. It's not for anybody. The one that you are calling, you go and meet your idol, you are shouting his name, you are shouting this. What does it have? It doesn't own anything. The stability of mankind is very clear when they start to worship idol. When you worship or you serve, the person you are serving should tell you what is your work of service. All of us, Allah has made it that we will, if we don't have servants in our houses, we engage people in service. Either you ask somebody to come and build a house for me, you have engaged him in service, now you're laborer. Or you go to an architect, please design a house for me, it's now your laborer. Or you are even sick, you go to a medical doctor, please, I am sick, he's now a laborer. You do, another time you are a laborer of somebody. Or no, even in your house, you have a servant that you bring to assist you. Don't you tell him the work he should do? He just comes, he enters the house, and he's the one who will say, this is the kind of work I want to do in the house. No, you are the one to tell him, if you come in the morning, you will sweep this place, you will clean this place, you will wash this plate, you will carry these clothes, you will take them there, you will go to the surroundings, you will detail the work he will do for you every day. When you detail it, what you don't ask him to do, he will not go and do it, except out of his volition. When you didn't ask him to enter, he will not enter the place. If you now put an idol, and you are calling the idol, and you say it's your God, or it's interceding between you and God, you are serving that idol, what did he specify for you to do? If you do what he asked you to do, what is the reward? The servant you will go to take. If he does what you ask him to do, you say at the end of the month, this is your reward. When you go to an architect, design a house for me. If he designs it the way you want him to design, at the end of the design, this is your reward. So there is no way you can contemplate that you can have a lot that will not define for you your duties and tell you your reward. And if you don't do it, your punishment. All this has to be stated. Then you now have a service, the one that you are serving, then the one that is the servant. Or you now have a worship, the one that you are worshipping Allah, or the one that is worshipping the slave of Allah, you. Other than this, then it makes no meaning. Allah is saying, Lahul Mulk, His own is the kingdom. What is it that you are doing here? My own could make it clear. The one that you are calling, what does he own? For example, I asked somebody, I said, you said, Jesus Christ is the Son of Allah? He said, yes. Allah said, no. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. The Quran is very clear. Allah does not give birth to any person, then he is not, nobody has given birth to him. Jesus Christ is a creation of God, not the Son of God. If he's the Son of God, I said, do you know what he will do? The Son of God will look like God. Because your own son Allah has taught you that your son looks like you. And what do you mean that your son looks like you? He does the kind of work you do. If you build a house, you are also praying that one day your son should build a house. If you are rich, you are praying that your son too should be rich, even maybe richer than you. If you are once a governor, you are wishing that one day your son too should be a governor. If Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then he should have come to call us, because we know Allah created us. He should have come to call you and say, look, I am the Son of God. I will go and show you also the world I have created, like my Father has created this world, and the servants I have there. He will come and show us. But he has created nothing. How can he be Son of God? No, he is the servant of God that is highly respected with God. But the bad will come. The angels are servants of God that are highly respected, but they are not children of God. They say angels are children of God, they are daughters of God, some prophets are sons of God. All this is utter nonsense. We know by our own life that the son resembles the parents and does the work of the parents. If the son cannot do the work of the parents, then it's not the son. No matter the creation you have, no matter the computer tomorrow cannot go and become you. The computer cannot go and make computer. And decide to make the computer, you are still the one to tell the computer what to do. No matter how beautiful the computer is, it cannot become your son. So this kingdom is for Allah. The one that you are calling other than Allah, Allah said, it does not possess anything. Even if you are to think of as light as that covering the sea of the date, he does not own it.
إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل كبير
إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يَقْتُرُونَ بِشِرِكُمْ وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. Allah said, take it. Intakuhu, if you are to call this thing that you call other than Allah, this is your idol, whether it's an inanimate object, whether it's a plant or a tree, whether it's a human being, whether it's somebody, a man of wisdom that you respect so much and you turn it to God, if you are to call him, لَا يَسْمَعُ دُعَاءَكُمْ, they will not hear your calling. Then if they are human beings or something that can hear, well, also may you, Master Jahu Lakum, they will not be able to answer you. If it's stone and you are shouting, how can it answer you? If it's animal that you have turned into an idol, it may see you, it may be hearing you, what answer will it give you? وَيَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. On the day of judgment, all of them are going to deny you and say, no, it is not us that you are worshipping. We are not aware of your worship. وَيَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. Allah said, if you are looking for an information, who is better than the informed that is knows about what he has created to inform you? Allah is one who is informed about what he has created. Nobody can tell us better about the creation of Allah than Allah. Therefore, you take it. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَأْكُلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. فَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah said, the example of those calling to idols are the example of those that are just shouting. وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاةٌ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً. Just shouting and clapping hand. Is that worship? Shouting and clapping hand? Shouting to who? Allah is one, indivisible one. He is the only Allah. Any other thing is his servant. Whoever that thing is, Allah created it. If it's stone, Allah created it. If it's trees, Allah created it. If it's animal, Allah created it. If it is the prophet, they are creations of Allah. It's because they worship Allah that Allah took them to their position. No prophet will ever ask you to come and worship him. Allah will not give people prophethood and he will turn around and say, كوني إباداً لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. No, be righteous servants of Allah from what I have taught you. If you take an example, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the creation of Allah, he is the best of all the creation. No one has worshipped Allah more than him. To the extent the prophets themselves, the name they gave him is Ahmad. ورسول ياتين باديا اسمه أحمد. The one that praised most. The one that praised most. Because before this world, they saw the Prophet Muhammad, he's the one that praised Allah more than any person that worshipped Allah. But did the Prophet ever ask anybody to come to him and serve him in his house for us to bring money and give him cloth to do this for him, to do that for him? Did he ask us that when we are here for something, we should call on him? No. He taught us to call Allah. He taught us to prostrate to Allah. He taught us to make it his will to Allah. He taught us to be reading the book of Allah. If you go to any of the people that inherited the prophet, that are talking on behalf of the prophet, like Shema Tijani, what did he tell you to do? He said, be seeking forgiveness of your God. You make it salati on the prophet like Allah is making salati on him. And always the same, la ilaha illa. So don't be among those who is like, la ilaha illa, you're stuck in the room. When they say la ilaha, you are haughty. No, be saying it. La ilaha min zalika, ratban min zikrillah. Like, don't allow your tongue to be dry. Let it be fresh all the time from the mention of Allah, like it's in hadith. This is what they ask you to do. You see, that this the highest narrator Sheikh Ibrahim has. Go to his poems and see. He's praising the prophet all the time. What does he ask you to do? He says, love, know Allah. Know that you are dealing with Allah every time. This is what he's saying. So there is no way that you will be able to justify worshipping anything other than Allah, even if it's a human being. A human being like you, Allah himself, he said about Jesus Christ and the mother, say, Kanu, Kanaya, Kulani, Ta'amu. Said, they used to eat food. Don't you know that? The meaning of this is that anyone that eats food is going to go to toilet. How can he be God? So let nobody deceive you that there's an other than Allah.
Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. Allah والغني الحميد.
يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. الله تبارك وتعالى, this is the third time he's saying يا أيها الناس in this world. First one, يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. He came to say يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تكرنكم هذه الدنيا ولا يكرنكم إلى الكرون. Then I say, يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. Allah said, oh you mankind, you are the ones that are the indigent of Allah, but the poor in need of Allah. والله Allah هو الغني الحميد. He is the one that is rich, sustaining, and the one that is praiseworthy, Hamid, the one that is praiseworthy or praised when he is giving out charity of what he has. Here, as if in the whole creation, nobody needs Allah but us. Every creation, every part of the creation needs Allah, but human beings need Allah more than anybody else. Even even those, if we start from those that refuse to believe in Allah with their rudeness and that they deny, if they so wish, let them not be sick. When they are sick, they are in need of health. Who will give them health? Let them not be hungry. When they are hungry, they are in need of food. Who will give them food? Then let them not be angry. When they are angry, they need to cool down. Let them not be happy. All this happens to human beings. Then if you come to those that know that they are indigent of Allah, you take human being himself. Human being has his own essence. His essence is in need of the essence of Allah. You hit Buhum or you hit Buna. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبون أذلة على المؤمنين عزة على الكافرين جاهدين في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من شاء يؤتيه من يشاء because Allah loves us our essence the essence of human being loves Allah then Allah has attributes. And Allah's attributes, the human being is also in need of attributes of Allah. Just as Allah is saying, Lahul Mulk, His is the kingdom. Allah said, Hu allazi ja'alakum khalaifa fil ard. Wa ja'alakum khalaifa fil ard. Allah said, He has made us to be His representative on earth. Because of that, too, you want to be a king of your own. Any human being, that you see, he's a king. There is a kingdom Allah has given him. He's a Khalifa of Allah. The minimum is that he has been giving himself. That's the minimum. A king needs to be able to go about and ride. He has been given legs. The leg can carry him to anywhere he wants to go. Anywhere you want to go in this world, this leg can carry you at the end of the day. You need something to serve you if you are a king. Allah has given you a hand. With which he will serve him. Your hands can serve you. Anything you want to do, to scratch yourself, to buy food, to take food, to do this, your hand is the one that you use in doing it. With fingers that can easily do, grab, lift, twist, whatever. And any person who is a king, you need protection. Allah has given you eyes to be able to look and protect yourself. Anybody who is a king, you need to be able to know what is going to come. Allah has given you ears to listen far. Before any harm comes, you know. That's why Allah said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi. Then, further than that, Allah can give you a land, you are in charge of that land as a king. He can give you a family, you are in charge of that family. He can even make you a local king, you are in charge of a small community. You can be in charge of a state. You can be in charge of a nation. All this is telling you that you are in need of Allah. Anytime you are hungry, you need to eat food. You have eaten food yesterday, will not stop you from looking for food now. So you are fakir ilallah, antum fukara ilallah. At every second, every minute, you are in need of Allah. You want to inhale oxygen. Every second. You want to drink water when you are thirsty. You want to eat when you are hungry. You want to see. You are seeing, but you need Allah to be able to see. Alam naj Allahu ainain wa lisaanan wa shafatayn wa hadaynahu najdayn. Which moment don't you need Allah? Tell me which moment. But your love goes to Allah. So your essence is in need of Allah. Is this essence that people misplace and turn it to love themselves, that forget that they should love the one that created them. If you love Allah that created you, you want to serve Allah so much until He's pleased with you. If you don't know that, you want to serve yourself until you are pleased with yourself. That's why you find some people who go to the extent, they want to change their creation. They want to change their eyes to the kind of eyes they like, change their nose to the kind of nose they like, change their hair to the kind of hair they like, change their body to the kind of body they like. But the servant of Allah that knows that Allah created him, he wants to do everything he can do for that essence of Allah to love him. Because you have your essence. You have your spirit, you have your soul, you have your self, you have your heart. All these five things, they are in need of Allah every second, every moment. Is there any time when you are tired, you are in need of sleep? Who will bring you sleep? Allah. When you have slept, you are in need of waking up. Who will wake you up? Allah. وَلَّهِ لَمْ تَمُوتْ فِي مَنَامِهِ. Allah is the one that will make it, cause you to sleep. And the one that does not die, he will wake you up after your sleep. All these things, Allah is saying, أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah, وَلْتَمِيُّ الْحَمِدِ. Allah is the one that is wealthy, is rich. He didn't stop there. He said, he's a rich one that is wealthy, that is praised for his riches. How, if somebody is rich, do you praise him for his riches if he does not give it out? You are hearing that this person is very rich. He's very rich. That's all. You say he's rich. That's all. Can you praise him? But if he's very rich, then he's sending you food. He's sending you clothes. He's sending you your needs. This person is doing this. He's doing this. Then you start praising him. And I said, he is also the one that to be praised, which means he's telling you all your needs. Bring it to me. All the things I have, I don't need it. It's for you, I will give you. That's why Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ عَنِ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Those that are pompous about my worship, they are going to enter hell. Who are those? That's why we have to be very careful. Allah said, إِتْأُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call on me and I will answer you. Then he follows with it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ عَنِ عِبَادَتِي. Those that refuse to call on me, then they will enter hell. Which if you don't call on Allah for your needs, Allah is not talking with you. That's why Prophet Muhammad, he told someone, he said, do you know what you will do for people to love you? And what you will do for Allah to love you? He said, yes, what, this is what you will do. His heart to dunya, yuhibbukallah. Was heart to ma aydin nas, yuhibbukannas. Don't look to the world. Just look to Allah. Allah will love you. Ask Allah for all your needs, he will love you. Don't look to what is in the hearts of man, people. People will love you. Even if you are with a rich man, always you are with him. You go to him, you joke with him. You don't ask him for any of his wealth. If he sees you coming, but believe him, he will stand up for you. You don't ask him for anything. This is what Allah asks us to do. If you have a friend, no matter how rich he is, he knows your condition, he knows your needs. You know he has your needs and he can solve it. If he doesn't give you, give him. Don't ask him. Because whoever gives you your need is standing in place of Allah to give you the need. He is the one that Allah has benefited. It is not you. Ask Allah for need. You may ask Allah for need. If your own brother or your own friend that's a millionaire, he will not give you. And somebody fire you will come and give you. Allah will give you your need. So if you want Allah to love you, ask Allah, forget about people of the world. If you want people of the world to love you, forget about what is in their hands. Then they will love you. So Allah said, he is al-ganiyu. He is the one that is self-sustained. He doesn't, he's not in need of anything. But we see that he has all this world he's telling us. Then we should go to him and ask him to give us. Even our security that we are talking about, let's go to Allah and ask him to give us security. That's why I keep on saying that all this that is happening in the country today, everybody is at fault. Because we that are not involved in governance, we should go back to Allah and ask him, oh Allah, give us security. Save us from this evil that's happening. When we see those that are perpetrating evil, we shouldn't go and want to be assisted with them. There are some governors today, you hear that they are bad. You don't care even if somebody will die. They can break down your house, they don't care what will happen to you. They will not even pay your salary, they don't care about you. You are hearing this. But if that governor is coming to this place today, you want to go and be there so that the governor, even if it's possible, you shake hands with him. Then do you trust in Allah? What will He give you? So this is where we are also part of the problem. You are having a marriage. You have not gone to your neighbor to say, ah, please, next week, you will see plenty of visitors here. It's because I'm going to marry out my daughter. Please, when you see them, please help me to come and celebrate. But you are sending your card to a governor, to a minister, that doesn't even have time for you, and you will be calling him. Are you going to have time to come? Then when the evil those ministers and the governors are doing comes to you, you say you're not part of it, you are part of it. You are part of it. If you know that a person is bad, when he comes to a place, don't celebrate him. If you celebrate him, then you are part of him. When Allah is punishing him, you will be part of that punishment. Let's not celebrate evil. Allah is Al-Ghaniyyu Al-Hamid. Allah is also teaching us here. If He is Al-Ghaniyyu Al-Hamid, if He is going to give you, He gives you without tasking you. When we are giving to others, let's not task them. When we see people are in need and we have, before they ask us, let us give them. That's why the Prophet Muhammad said, Allah loves those that give with their right hand and their left hand does not know that they are giving. The ulama said, how will the right hand give and the left hand does not know? They say it's simple. You go to the market, for example. The person selling in the market is a poor man. You can see him. He's selling vegetable. From his body formation, you see he's a poor man. You are a rich man. Immediately he sees you coming. He sees that you are rich. He is happy. He has gotten a customer. He is happy. Allah has directed a rich person to him. If you don't take time, you are there. Another person is fighting. He will need the person to come and answer you. How much are you selling this? Maybe he sent it to people 10 naira. It's 12 naira. He says, smile and just give him. You know it is 10 naira. But you smile and give him the remaining 2 naira. In your mind, you know it's sadaqah you give him. He didn't know you have given him sadaqah. You have given him his dignity. You are not a rich man. Then, as a rich man, you go. This thing is being sold for 10 naira. The man tells you 12 naira, you want to buy it 9 naira. You are a rich man, but you are not praiseworthy. Allah is rich and praiseworthy. So let's also try to adopt that we give and we give with dignity and with, you know, something that Allah Himself will praise us for.
إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأت بخلق جديد
إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأت بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بأزيز. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, try to recognize that Allah is the one that created you, is giving you all your needs, not day to day, not hour to hour, not second to second, every moment, infinite of a second, Allah is giving you your need continuously. You are growing, you don't know you are growing. You are getting old, you don't know you are getting old. When you are sick, you are calling on Him. You are the one that went to eat things that you shouldn't eat. Then you take the taste from your mouth so that you don't eat for that again. So that the sickness in you can go first. He will only make your mouth to be able to take things that are very sweet, which most of the time they are having vitamins and nutrients like fruits and vegetables. Allah will do all this for you. If you don't do this, if Allah so wish, in yasha yuzhibukum, Allah can take you away. وَيَعْتِ بِحَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ and He will bring a new creation entirely. فَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزِيزٍ. It's very easy for Allah to do. Look at how He came to the world. Just your father planting your seed in the uterus of your mother. Here you are. But remember, not every time He planted in the uterus that there was a human being. It's when He decreed that there will be a human being, there is a human being. So we are seeing people that are married. There is no family planning. They have only 2 children. Some have only three children. Some have 10 children. It's what Allah says a child would be that he would be. If Allah gives you children, stand up to see what you will use in feeding them and looking after them. Allah will give you. Stand up. That's all he asks you to do. Stand up. Don't say you don't want children. If you, Allah makes it that you are not the type that is wealthy, but you are able to marry a wife and is having children, allow her to have her children. Be standing up. Allah is the one that for everything has created, He sustains. It is wrong for people to say that don't have children, who will look after them? All these are the thoughts of the West that they have been used, they have been able to brainwash people that they have trained. They are saying in another place, no, you need family planning, population is too much. Who told you? The population on earth today, if you multiply it by 1,000, they can't exhaust the benefits and blessings Allah has put in this world. Who are they? I used to give an example. If you are traveling by road, look to your left and your right. Before you go 100 and 200 kilometers, the bush you have seen and the built up place you have seen, which one is small? The bush you have seen is small. This bush is still waiting, but nobody is occupying them. Nobody is farming them. If you are traveling by air, look down when you come close to a town and look at the amount of forest, amount of desert, amount of bush that is not lived by people. Settle people 3, 4, 5 there, let them have their food. With a time, you come and meet the place as a town. Don't allow the rest to deceive us. But what we should do is stand up and be organized and look for what we are going to feed. And Allah will give us. Our people before, they don't have currency, they don't have money. But they know that they have to go to the farm, look for what they will eat, they have their host, and they are able to live a life. And they were also happy living their life, the kind of life that Allah gave them. Today, we have all the things that we think is in paradise, but where is happiness? Most of these people are not happy. So, if we don't obey Allah and we don't worship Allah, know that Allah has the capability, in Yasha, in Hibukum, to do away with you, where I think the Hakim Jadid, and bring other creations other than you. فَمَا ذَلِكَ مِنْ اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ These things are very simple for Allah to do. The way He brought you out in the first instance was easy for Him. The same way He will bring other creations if He wants to.
وَلَا تَذِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَإِنْ تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَى حِمْلِهَا لا يحمل منه شيء ولو كان ذا قربى إنما تنذر الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وأقاموا الصلاة ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير
ولا تذر وازرة وزر أخرى وإن تدع مثقلة إلى حملها لا يحمل منه شيء ولو كان ذا قربى إنما تنذر الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وأقاموا الصلاة ومن تزكي فإنما يتزكي لنفسه وإلى الله المصير. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, worship Allah, you are slaves of Allah. If you don't worship Allah, Allah will take you away and bring others. We have been seeing that. All of us are still here now. Let us look at each other properly. In the next 40 years, a lot of us will be here. Allah has taken us away here, brought another set of people back. In the next 40 years, some people that we are looking at as children now, they will be the one that will be leaders of the community. So that's how Allah is taking them, one by one. If this one dies quietly, that one dies quietly, then it's, after some time, you just look. The friends that you used to have, if you live up to 60, 70 years, most of your friends, you find that your classmate A is dead. This A is dead. That one is dead. If you live up to 80, You stand looking for a friend, you cannot see.
Allah.
In all this, don't think it is for anything. This we said, كُلُّ يَجْرِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Even the sun that you still see burning every day, the moon that is giving light every night through the months, and the season that is going on, all these years before you, they are going to have a time and it will come to stop. All these are going to come to a stop one day. You too, you have a time. Your own is even much, much shorter. In your presence, you will see some insects. They come. Just now, they come out of their shell. They are gone. As you are sitting down, they are disturbing you. As you are talking to somebody, they are dead. In less than 3 minutes, the insect has come, he has lived his life, he has died. These 3 minutes that the insect spent is his lifetime. To him, it's very long. Just like you are seeing 100 years as very long. But the sun is seeing 100 years as nothing. This is how all these things Allah is telling us. That all the time we should be very careful. Everything has a time. وَلَا تَذِرُوا وَاذِرَةً وِذْرَ أُخْرَى. At the end of it all, we go to the day of judgment. وَلَا تَذِرُوا وَاذِرَةً. Nobody is going to carry the load of another person. The load on you are your sins. The load on everybody is his sin, is his burden. وَإِنْ تَدْءُ مُسْكَلَةٍ إِلَىٰ هِمْلِهَا لَا يُوَمِّهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَاكَ بِهِ. If you are to say, let me take part of my load and give it to somebody else, nobody will be willing to take your load onto his load. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَاكَ بِهِ. Even if that person is your near relative. إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. So therefore, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just like he was told, وَلَا تَذَرْنَا فِكَارِيُّ وَزَرَىٰ. Don't exhort yourself in calling them that they must believe. إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. You are only to warn, to call those that fear Allah with reverence and love. They are the ones that you are supposed to call. يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. They will gain you without seeing him. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ. And establish and stand up for Allah, meeting Allah all the time in Salah. وَمَنْ تَذَكَّى. Whoever purifies himself, so that this sin and load, he reduces it in this world by purifying himself. فَإِنَّمَا تَذَكَّى النَّفْسُ. He is doing it for himself. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ مَصِيرُ. It's to Allah that is the end. So here, وَلَا تَذِرُ وَازِرَةً وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Allah is telling us, don't think that you have plenty of children, you are assisting people, you are doing this, you don't do the work of Allah and God's judgment, it will avail you, it will not avail you. Because this is the day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. It's a day that a man will run away from his own brother. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَيِّهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. You will see your mother coming. Your mother will say, remember how I look after you, how I did this for you, how I struggled for you. I'm just looking for somebody to take just one or two of my load away. I will enter paradise. Say, mother, what of me? I have not entered paradise. You will turn. You don't want your mother to see you. Your mother will say, I did this for you. I put you even for you to know the Quran. I was one who made you to know Allah. This. You will run away. Your wife will say, I was so dutiful to you. Whatever you asked me to do, I did it. You said I was a dutiful wife. You don't want to see her. You will tell your wife, I'm the one for any time, all your needs, I was trying my best. Even if I have to commit sin, I did it. Assist me with carrying one of my load. She will run away. وَلَا تَذِرُ وَازِرَةً وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. وإن تتوبوا صلاة إلى أهلها لا يقبل شيء ولو كان ذاكم منه نو متى حقل ذلك يصير نو بدي أي بدي يقول نفسي 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 only one person will say أمتي 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 he is only one because he is clean nothing is on him when other prophets are saying nafsi nafsi everybody is saying nafsi nafsi other prophets out of fear he is the only one who says أمتي أمتي وأدنو منه حامدا and he will go to Allah and prostrate he says Allah will inspire me with what to praise him that day that even today I don't know and he will praise Allah he will praise Allah الفارع سكر سلطوتا وشفاك شفا raise your head up and you shall be answered seek a decision and you shall grant it only the prophet has this position that's why even though the prophet has been promised this position he himself knowing Allah and out of fear of Allah what does he say he said please continue to pray for me that I should get it anytime that Salah is called he said pray for me اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي سيدنا محمدا الوسيلة والفريدة والدرجة الرفيعة وابعثه مقابا محمودا الذي وعدت انك لا تمنع pray for me that I should get that permission you find that you are saying and it's true this world pray for him if you pray for him even though he has gotten it your prayer cannot avail you but because you are praying for him Allah will make him on their judgment to carry you along with it.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Inna ma'at unzuru layinna yakshana rabbahum. O Prophet, therefore, you call only those that fear Allah, fear of reverence and respect and love. Because there are different kinds of fears. When you see a snake coming or a lion coming, you are afraid, fear of running away, fear of not even wanting to see him. But there is fear of respect and love that Allah himself taught us from our youth. We should follow it. We should not destroy it. Today, we are trying to destroy it. What is this love? Allah gave you a father and he gave you a mother. He made you to love your mother without fearing her. Children don't fear their mother. Why? That whether it is foolish, whether it is stupid, whether it is intelligent, whatever it is in your mind, you can pour it in front of your mother. Then your mother will listen to you. What is it? I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. But Allah bring us up that as we love our mother and say everything, whenever you see your father coming, you are afraid of your father. But you love your father. Not that you are afraid of him like you are afraid of the lion and the snake. There is a love that with it, there is respect and there is reverence. And that's why the verse 11 said, you should assist your children to respect you. What you think is bad, don't do it in front of the children, even if you do it. Think that you know your children will respect you because of do it, so that it will be easy for them to give you that respect. But if they don't respect you too, they will have sin. Because your mother is so close to you, you are able to tell him anything, that's why Allah said, okay, you will not enter paradise. Because her love. So you don't go and disrespect her because she has made herself your mate. But your father, that fear goes with respect, with love. It will graduate. One day you see your father too, respecting other people like that. Who is that? Is the mother. Ah, is the sheikh. Ah, is the prophet. At the time of verse last summer. Then, after that, you see your father, he's standing. Who is he standing in front? You don't see. But you see, he's afraid. He's standing. He claps himself. He puts his forehead down. Who is he doing for? Allah. Is he saying Allah? No. Inna ma tunziru layinna yakshana rabbahum bil ghaibi. Is this people that are afraid of their Allah wa aqamu salata that are standing for Salah? Their children are seeing them. That they are prostrating to Allah. They cannot see Allah. It is this mood that you are supposed to be warning. They shouldn't do things that will take them to their time. The other one, they will not listen to you. We know, but you want them. But here he's calling, yeah, I want Nasi, all mankind. ومن تزكى whoever purifies himself, you see, it has come. Because I was telling you the other day, the prophets, they came to this world. They did not teach us how to build roads. They did not teach us how to build houses. They did not teach us how to make computers, how to make cars, how to fly into the air. But they told us, if you want to go to the heaven, if you have the opportunity to go to the sky, go. Ya mashal jin, ya mashal insa wal jinni, wa insa satun, amtam huzumna kei sabaat wal ad, famkuzu, la tam huzuna ila visultan. Insa satun, amtam huzumna kei sabaat wal ad, famkuzu, la tam huzuna ila visultan. If you can go to the firmament and see the sky, go. But know that you go because of the authority of Allah. But the prophets didn't teach us, this is how you do it. What they teach us is what no sense can give you. No amount of thinking can give you. No thought can give you. You can't give yourself. How? To make it to you to leave this world and be in front of Allah. That's what they teach us. By the time you stand up in Salah, say Allahu Akbar, you have the intention that you are going to Allah. And you are following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You call his five names. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki. You have called Allah. You have called Rabbu. You have called Ar-Rahman. You have called Ar-Rahim. You have called Malik. You finish doing this. The Prophet teach you that Allah will transport you yourself from where you are. That is Gaybu. Yakshana Rabbahum bil Gaybi. When you say Alhamdulillah, this is Gaybu. Rabbil Alamin, this is Gaybu. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, this is Gaybu. Malik Yawmiddin, this is David. Then he will transport you. Then he say, Iyaka, this is not presence. They are in front of Allah. Iyaka na'abudu, wa Iyaka nasta'in. This is what the Prophet teaches. How to leave this unseen to be in presence of Allah. And you cannot attain this except by purifying yourself. وَمَنْ تَزَكِّي فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكِّي بِنَفْسِهِ. When you purify yourself, how do you purify yourself? By abandoning the world, let it not be in your heart. Put Allah in your heart. Be remembering Allah all the time. Do backward integration. The normal thing with a human being is to do forward integration. What is forward integration? Something is in your mind. You are thinking of it. Then it comes to your mouth. Then you say it. This is forward integration. But in the case of Allah, there is no amount of thought of Allah that you can know. It's not easy. So do backward integration. Be calling Allah, Allah, until it enters your mouth to your heart. Then goes to your soul, goes to your spirit, and you finish with Allah. This is it. So Allah in Salah, Prophet Muhammad used to teach his Sahabas every day how to say Salah. He will come in front of them and say Salah. And he will see some of them saying Salah and watching him. This one is in Salah. He remembers that there is a ring in his hand and he's telling it. If he was afraid of Allah with love, it will not be there. He will not even remember it. But when you love somebody and you are with him, you forget about everything. Let you learn Allah. When you are with your wife and you enter the bedroom, what do you remember? If you are in front of Allah, you can't remember anything but Allah. That's why the fuqaha, they say, if you miss one raka'ah by mistake, you forgot, bring the raka'ah back, then proceed 2 times after that. Before salama, because you have missed. But if by mistake you add another raka'ah or add another farila in salah, they said, prostrate after sujada to expirate it. The Sufis, they ask them, what did you do? They say, no. This is somebody who forgot Allah. We should tell him, we should teach him not to forget Allah. So if you remember Allah, there's no way you can forget any part of your salam. Because you start Allah Akbar after salama, you are not with yourself. How do you forget? That's what Allah is telling us here. إِنَّمَا تَزُّرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. وَمَا يَتَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِهِ ولله المصير. This person that is afraid of Allah out of sheer, and he's afraid of Allah and fears, he's going to end up with Allah. May Allah make us to end up with Allah, where Allah is happy with us, and where we'll be with Allah. No question. May Allah forgive us our sin. May Allah strengthen our resolve. May Allah purify our hearts. May we be able to be among those that establish Salah. Rasulullah, he says, if any of you was to have a mirror in front of his house, that he goes to wash himself 5 times daily, will there be any debt in him? Said, there will be no debt that remains. That's how Salah is. All of us should try to establish this 5 times daily prayer. In jama'a, warka'u ma'arraki'in. With fear. Always fear Allah. Yakshana rabbahum. Inna ma yakshala min ibadi illa wa alayhi. It's going to come. May Allah make us to be among those that fear Allah. May Allah reward the promise of Allah. He has given us what nobody in this world can give us. May Allah reward him. May Allah reward the Quran for us. May we be able to recite the Quran day and night. Let us be part of the Quran. Let the Quran remember us in this world and the hereafter. May Allah wa ta'ala bring peace to our country. All those bringing evil, may Allah vanquish them. All those assisting Nigeria, may Allah strengthen them. May Allah ta'ala give us our food. May He give us what we want. We want to have to wear. May He provide us with our houses. What we are going to ride, may He provide with us. Our big meeting, may Allah give it to us. All those that are looking for something, whatever it is in this month, that are good, may Allah give to them. Those that are looking for husband, may Allah give them husband. Those that are looking for children, may Allah give them children. Those that are looking for work, may Allah give them work. Those that are looking for occupation, may Allah give them good occupation. Those that want to pass, may Allah give them good passes. Those that are afraid of anything, may Allah secure them from what they are afraid of. We are not here this issue of banditry with us. All this evil going around us, may Allah take it away far away from us. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We finish this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Al-Qiyamidin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta alaihim. Ghairil maghdubi alaihim waladdallin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatihi wa awliqa al-Khatim lima sabaqana sulhatul haq. الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره والداعي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Somebody was telling me.